South Korea, because they have embraced Christianity, they're, I think they said they're like 12th in the world now in export and GDP, but they are second in export of even a greater asset, perhaps, I would say, and that would be number of missionaries. America sends out the most missionaries, but South Korea now sends out more missionaries than anyone else in the world. David New, why is the export of missionaries, and they talked about it, they're proud of it, why is that so important, and why is that a bellwether for a statement of what a country's really like?
God will bless a nation that honors him. The North Korean economy is 3% the size of the South Korean economy. What our listeners need to remember is that North Korea and South Korea, legally speaking, are still in a technical state of war. Only an armistice has been signed, which is a truce. It's nothing more than saying, I won't shoot at you, and you won't shoot at me. But that's not been the case because of the 60s, the 70s, and 1987, the South Koreans took down a Korean airline and killed 115 people in it. You've got 50 million people in South Korea. Half of them live in the greatest Seoul, South Korean area, and that is 35 miles from the border. The real bad news is North Korea has 13,000 artillery pieces right within shooting range, and the only thing that's stopping them right now is God with the soldier, the American soldier on the watch, and that's it. And I'll tell you, if there is going to be a war, they better do it. And Trump, if he's going to do it, he needs to do it in his third year of his presidency and knock these people out before they get a bomb to take out L.A.
Wow. David, boy, what a summary there. The South Koreans know they're in danger because they're so close. We have a tendency to think in America because we're away from anybody, we're not in danger. We are as much. It should bring us all
yes.
to that point of understanding our dependence upon God.